Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, everybody? We are back, quarantine style, of course, back with another after show here for Growing Up Hip Hop LA, right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. So happy to be back talking about the season finale. Let's introduce us, the host, to kick it off tonight. I'm Howard III. Sitting over there still in Michigan is Missy V. Hi, Missy. How are you feeling?
I'm Missy Bernier. I'm so happy to be on this channel. Let's talk about the finale. Yes. Let's keep it going. Thanks, Howard.
Next up, we have in her red lipstick, okay, Lisa. How are you, Lisa?
I'm good. I hope y'all are doing well. I'm excited to talk about this. The season finale, it's big. I'm excited to get into it.
Yes. And joining us back, Byron K with the fan shout outs.
Yes, it is good to be back. What's good, y'all? It's Byron and Howard. I'm messing with that shirt. I was going to say something else, but I really like that shirt.
Byron, you trying to come for me? Like, you just came back. Like,
nah.
A mess.
Amy and Lisa got the same hairstyle, like she said.
Unisex hairstyles. Get into it, guys.
Let's get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man, this hairline is kind of rough, so you know.
Listen, I had to lay my edges with this. You know what I'm saying?
All right, guys, so let's get into it. This is the season finale, episode 23, Fire and Desire. First and foremost, overall thoughts about just everything going on. I mean, Lisa, do you want to kick it off? Your overall thoughts about tonight's episode?
Yeah, I really thought the proposal was super sweet. I like the way it went down. I think it went down exactly how it was supposed to. Egypt didn't need to know. Sam didn't need to know. Everybody who needed to know was in the loop, and it was lovely and exactly how I think it should have been for the current situation that family is in.
Yes. Byron Kay?
I think everything just ended abruptly. Like, I can tell this was like one of those, I guess, finales that's going to go into another like whole bunch of stories and stuff. But overall, man, I think that there's just so much to come still with these people. And I don't think it's over. Like, they supposedly squashed all the beefs and everything. Everybody's like back on like even terms. But nah, bro, there's still like underlying like tension.
Agree. Byron, I think it was definitely a lot of tension ending with like Twist, JoJo. I want there like to be some sort of, you know, like ending result. Like, we don't know what's gonna happen. So that was also, but with Titi and her hubby, like, yes, full support. Like, honestly, yeah. Like, I was tearing up. I was like, this is so sweet. I love it.
I loved it too. I mean, it was a good episode for sure. A good season finale. I still don't believe that Twist and JoJo squashed it, even though we saw the little behind the scenes with Twist and Brie, and they were talking about, oh, you know, we still brothers. I don't think so. But yeah. You know, and I'm happy for TT. I hope her and Sam make it down the aisle and we get to see that. Maybe a little spinoff show off of that. But I'm happy. It was a good season finale. Overall, a good season. Well, let's talk about it, the season finale. So like I was saying here with JoJo and Twist, we still open up with them arguing. I mean, we have Patrice, JoJo's wife, trying to just talk to Twist, like, you know, calm down. You don't need to do this on camera. Is Twist having a moment? Is Twist having a bad day? And like we talked about last week, we just agreed that Twist was just having a bad day. Like, JoJo didn't need to take it personal, but, you know, he did. But it still looked like it was going to be a good event, but I'm trying to figure out where everybody else was at. Like, did the event just shut down by itself? Like,
It looked like it kind of, it looks like it kind of deflated after that happened, because that was a different type of tension. It wasn't like two enemies, it was two brothers, so it's a little bit different.
To me, it was confusing because I couldn't tell if this was like a event for the show or like an event that was actually happening, because there were no fans. There were no other people there besides the cast. So exactly. It was supposed to be an event for everybody. I don't remember seeing it on Angela's Instagram. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. Like, so it feels very like much of like a very much produced event. You know what I mean? Like when they have parties, but like, are these your friends or are these just the cast members?
Yeah.
Like it felt like very much like that to me, because I'm not a fan in sight. It was just the people on the show and the stalker. Like that's all I saw at this party. So I don't know.
Honestly, I felt like in that, you know, fight disagreement, it more so felt like it was a misunderstanding. Like they didn't understand like where they were coming from. Like JoJo felt this way, Twist that felt this way. No one really talked. They tried to talk about, they tried to diffuse the situation, but everybody was very hot-headed. Everyone was like, yo, I felt this way. Yo, I felt this way. So in my understanding, it was a lot of testosterone. It was a lot of like, okay, we're feeling like, you know, like I'm not trying to single out men, but that sometimes happens like in situations. So I feel like it was a lot of misunderstanding, but like nobody wanted to say like, yo, I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean to do that. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, just to address like the event, I feel like it was a forced reconciliation on the producer's part, because you got to think the season is coming to an end. COVID was already starting to take effect and they're like, we got to end this season. And I think it was like, okay, well, we got to find a way to get everybody together. Who will they all come out and support? Angela, right? So I think it just, the timing worked out and it's like, we got to find a way to throw some type of story together. Like it honestly feels like an incomplete narrative. So that's why it feels like the tension is going to keep on going beyond this season and when they can continue, because it feels like they kind of had to bring the season to a halt. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's directly just related to what's going on right now. So I think that the plot's not even finished, and I think the producers are still trying to work it out.
Yeah,
that's wrong.
I agree. Yeah, because the way it ended, I'm just like, okay, all right. Like the pieces aren't there.
And the Twist and JoJo thing is actually a shocker even to the producers, because you remember they said before the show even started, like, hey, this is before we even started rolling. So that threw a monkey wrench in everything anyways. And then just to say, because I didn't get to comment on it like the last couple weeks, I think that the storyline is going to definitely favor Twist more, because he looked like he was more of the stand-up guy in the situation. He's like, look, bro, just treat me the right way and like this won't happen. One thing I will say, I relate to both of them. So I always try to put myself in both people's shoes. So I get how JoJo's kind of goofy and he didn't mean it in any type of way. But at the same time, I understand that Twist is somebody where you can only go so far. And it's like, all right, bro, like now I got to turn the smile off. You know what I'm saying? So I got that. And that was more just the street side of Twist. That's like the real side of Twist. You know what I'm saying? Like what we see is the playful side. And I think that's kind of an escape from that side. But Twist is still somebody like Lil Uzi said, you don't want to mess with him. Like, why not just be cool with him? So I think it'll blow over. And if anything, Twist is good. But JoJo, he may feel a little some type of way in his heart deep down.
Yeah.
But they'll be good overall.
I think also, though, thank God this fight happened, because it was looking real dry. I'm not going to lie. The producers are lucky this happened. Like, because what were we talking about? Like, what was really going to happen at this event?
They were talking about Romeo up until this. They were still talking about Romeo.
Right. And we got to move on because he's not going to be on the show. So here's a fight for y'all. Y'all are welcome. If anything, this disagreement was a gift. Like, you know what I mean?
Honestly, I think this was,
you're welcome.
I think this was the only unscripted portions of this season was that.
Yeah.
And that's why it was a great moment, because they didn't script that. It was just real.
Exactly. And I think the whole cast knew that. And when Angela and Vanessa saw that happening, they were like, hold up, this, we didn't plan for this.
This ain't in
the
script.
We don't need real JoJo. We don't do this, you know? I think they were scared that JoJo was getting ready to, you know, blow up the whole Simmons brand type of thing. And it's like, let JoJo be JoJo. If this is JoJo, we need to see this.
I was team Vanessa, though, because I'm not going to let my little brother be out here fighting someone who's friends with our other little brother. Like, that's not cute on TV, especially. And the Simmons family, you're right, does not play. They don't let fights jump off. They don't let drama, real drama jump off.
Yes.
The only drama we have is Vanessa's weight loss and Angela with whatever Romeo or Bow Wow they want to put her with. That's not real drama. That's not our real lives. So let's do that. But you want to have a real fight? Not today, sir. Oh. Not today. That's not what our family does. Right. That is not what... My sister's an executive producer. Not today. Not here.
Jennifer? So. Jennifer. I need Jennifer. Okay.
Literally, I need Jennifer. I need a producer. I need somebody. I'm not doing it. That was a big sister mode.
Lisa don't play. Lisa be spotting stuff.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. It was time to go. It was time to wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Let's move on. Okay. But let's talk about JoJo and Bow Wow and Angela. This whole back and forth, they want to be. I said, Angela, you can't keep doing this with all these guys. Like, you did it with Romeo. We're doing it with Bow Wow now. Bow Wow done stepped into Romeo's spot. Either be with the men or don't. I love you, Angela, but y'all know y'all just gonna be friends. Even at the tour, it was cute. You designed the clothes. Nice. But they talked about it after the show, how they just wanted to remain friends, which is good. They have a cute friendship. But the whole idea of them trying to get back together, I personally don't see it. Plus, I like them as friends. And I think Angela just, you know, she still doesn't exactly know what she wants. So until she figures that out, just keep Bow Wow as a friend. Like, y'all have a playful relationship.
This back and forth is good for Bow Wow's bank account, though. He on Growing Up Hip Hop and Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. Get them checks,
Bow Wow gets money.
Okay.
Listen, this back and forth is entertaining for us and good for him. And who knows, Angela may pop up on Atlanta and then more checks for her, too. I say they keep it going. The suspense of Romeo and Angela lasted 3-4 seasons. They can make it last. I'm more interested in Bow Wow than Angela.
Yes. They need to keep this going, the storyline, even though it's not a true storyline. It keeps the fans going on. That's all they want. They want that narrative with the fans. Like, everybody loves Romeo. Bow.
Yeah.
They like that narrative. So I think it would be a great storyline for, like, next season, maybe the year after that. Because honestly, watching the song, I was like, ooh, and you about to do a bow? Okay. You about to do a shot? Okay. I see you.
Nah. First, I would definitely want to say I agree with the ladies, because Bow Wow is definitely better for TV than Romeo is. More entertaining and just more likable and lovable, which is just what it is. And then secondly, I wanted the ladies to go first, because my opinion is that we should just keep the same energy for women that we have for men. Let Angela have fun. Let her be with whoever, whenever. We shouldn't judge, and we shouldn't even care, honestly. Like, the same way that we not getting on Bow Wow for saying, like, how he can have different women over. Like, let Angela do whatever. Even if she wants to mess with these dudes, I don't care. That's her life. Like, keep that same energy. That's all.
That's real.
That's real. Fun. I mean, go ahead. I keep the energy, but keep the energy as a friendship, because I don't want them back together.
Keep whatever energy you want, Angela. Do what you want to do, grown-ass woman.
Grown. Yeah. Grown friend. I just don't know. And then I love how she be saying, like, I can't go on tour with you. That's a girlfriend role. Like, I'm not going on tour no more. This is business.
With that man, he fine. I'll go to warn him.
She be flirting back, though. That's crazy. Like, I don't think she flirted like this with Romeo, but she do be flirting back with Bow Wow, and she let him take it so far, too.
Because of the history. And because we know some of the history, it's fun for us, too. To watch.
Oh, yeah, he done already got so far in. Like, it ain't no
shorty like mine music video was enough for me to stay interested for a lifetime.
I feel like they both got drunk.
Piano.
You don't know what would happen if they both had drunk. It would be off the chain. Something would happen. Even babies. We don't know.
What? You never know. You never know. You never know where this is going to end up. I told y'all. The Shorty Like Mine music video stamped it.
Okay, here's the thing.
Whoever will be a circle back, possibly.
Listen, y'all. You know them braids that he had with the beads? I was this close to getting those back then. I was this close.
Why not?
I didn't do the beads. I just did the rubber bands. I let them hang, though, but I didn't do the beads. I was close, though.
We had the beads. We seen the beads, Byron. That's
I wish. I feel like it would have been lit. I could have pulled it off.
I think you could have.
Everybody had them. But let's hope for the best for Angela and Bow Wow. Clearly, the tour didn't happen this year. It did look like it was going to be a lit tour. I was Yeah. So close to getting tickets, and I'm glad I didn't.
It did happen to Howard.
I mean, it didn't finish.
May 10th was the date that was supposed to be for us. I know I was going to get tickets, too. It was supposed to be May 10th, and they canceled it.
I might have to go when life opens back up.
Listen, because Bow Wow was my first celebrity crush. I'm into it. Let's do it.
I used to want to have braids like Bow Wow. I remember that. I used to do the Crip Walk. I used to wear Air Force Ones.
Nothing.
Man, I didn't wear the Air Force Ones because of Bow Wow, but I did a Crip Walk because of Bow Wow. Real talk. He was hitting them dances.
He was. He was. I was hardly shaking, honey.
Listen, I'm not going to disrespect the legend like that. It just is what it is.
I said little Bow Wow.
What's your favorite Bow Wow song? Since we're talking about Bow Wow.
You say
we
what?
We are talking a lot about Bow Wow.
What's your favorite Bow Wow song?
Mine? Okay. Yeah. It was when like he went away for a minute, then he came back. And it was it's really, really nice to meet you, ma. I'm really, really digging your style. That song. That was my song. One. Exactly. I used to mess with that Bow Wow.
I have a different one. Mine's Fresh to Miz. Like,
Ryan.
Ain't
bumping like I'm bumping.
Oh, yeah. That's when they was going at each other.
Yes.
And that's when Romeo had, you can't shine like me. Ride like me, you know guys like me. If you ain't from the streets, I remember that.
That's his like Fresh and Miz like album. I think that was like the album name, right?
Yeah,
it was Price of Fame.
He was come on with the Carfax.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the T-shirt
for 100.
But no, I think there's a song called My Baby. It's a deep cut. That's the song I like.
Let me ask you, Lisa, were you on the Scream tour?
No, but I had the DVD.
Yo, that used to be like
Omarion and Bow Wow together, and I had the DVD. I'd watch all the time.
Oh yeah, she real. After Buzz, you picked the right person for this show.
Listen, send me to the concert. I'll write about it. I'll report on it.
All of that.
Okay.
Go fund her. Defund the police and go fund Lisa.
Not gonna fund.
Okay.
And arrest the cops that killed Brown and Taylor.
Yes.
Okay.
What about
TV? By the way.
Let's talk about TT and her getting engaged. At this whole, we can loop it in with the promo shoot because that was enough within itself. We saw that Sam brought Tyran to the jewelry store and they were picking out diamonds for TT. And it looked like Sam was going to pay like $40,000 for this diamond. And then they threw a little shade to Sam. Oh, no, not Sam. Oh, is his name Sam?
That man's name's Sean.
Sean.
I was close. You know I'm terrible with names. But Sean was going to pay $40,000 for the ring for TT. And then it looked like they did a throwback with Sam where they had him at the pawn shop, which was a little bit of shade, paying $900. But you know, it's still a lot. That's still a lot. But TT was pretty happy that that Sean proposed. I mean, it was cute. She had her makeup done. He flew her mom out, like it was at the promo shoot in front of everybody. Like, it was cute. It was cute. I enjoyed it. I'm really happy that Sam and Egypt didn't ruin the whole thing. Well, they could have said something slick.
Yeah.
They said how theirs was ruined, but I'm glad they didn't. They just kept it cute and classy and kept it moving.
Howard, can I say something first? When I watched this happen, I was almost tears. Like, I love proposals. Byron has seen me like rings on Twitter. And he's like, yo, you crazy. But anyways, it was like, I was so happy for her at that moment because she really wanted to get engaged because she was pregnant. Not only because she was pregnant, because she always felt like she should be married or engaged when she is pregnant. And it was like a monumental moment. I'm so happy for her. The ring was beautiful. I'm a fan of Emerald Cut. I love Emerald Cuts. I save on my phone. So I was like, yes.
Yes.
Emerald Cut. Love it. I'm so happy. Even though it wasn't probably in the desire location, I'm still happy he proposed.
I totally agree that it was good though, because that they were in that location. One, because I personally am of the opinion, you need to make sure, like as my man, my nails are done, my makeup looks good, my hair is done, when you proposed, facts. Or else did you really do your job as my future husband?
You'd be cutting.
Because you know me. You know what I mean? Anyways, so I think that was the best time to make sure everything was did. Her hair done, nails done, everything did. Because, and have her not question it. You know what I mean? Because you'd be like, oh, why are you taking me to get this done? Why are you taking me to get that done? And then she's like, you're going to propose. It would have all added up too quickly. So I think that was the only way to surprise her, was the way he did it.
That's dope. Yes. I definitely 1,000% agree. And I just picked up on game now. So I see, that's why I truly love hanging around women, because they teach me how to be a better man for my future lady. Like, real talk. Amen. That's why I love having female friends. And secondly, I want to go back to Sam, bruh. Like, it's not disrespectful, the pine shop and the $900. It's the fact that didn't he go with Taran? How do you go with the girl's brother and be like, yo, hey, go with me to this pawn shop so we can find a ring for your sister so I can marry her? Like, what? That sounds like a backyard mechanic job. Like, bro, no. You gotta go. That's all I'll say, man. I'm disappointed.
Yeah,
I would have rather him gone. Flabbergasted. I would have rather him gone to the jewelry section of Walmart than a pawn shop. Do you know what I mean? Just like a jewelry section of an official store. Even if it's a Walmart. You know?
No, 1,000%. 1,000%. I'd rather you go to a I'd rather you go to a swap meet and get a swap meet ring. Honestly,
that's not real.
Than a pawn shop.
Anything but the pawn shop, really.
You're just taking somebody else's old Corona ring and trying to throw in your future lady. What?
And you also don't know what kind of spirits are attached to that ring. Do they not have it anymore because they got divorced? What are you putting on your marriage?
That's true.
That's scary.
Y'all gotta think. Y'all gotta be careful. Be careful.
You know what? I'm just not gonna buy a ring. Thank you.
Yeah. Get tattoos together. There's a lot of cute ways to go. There are a lot of cute, cost-efficient ways to go.
Emerald Cut was amazing. I love Emerald Cuts.
The $40,000 ring.
I don't know about Emerald Cuts, but my birthstone is an emerald. I don't know if that's the same thing.
Same.
No, it's not, turd.
Hey, emeralds are green, though.
What?
Like money.
All right. What about girls?
Okay, money. Job, yeah. Y'all are cracking me up. I'm loving it. But still at the photo shoot, we also saw how JoJo was just like, I'm not talking about a storyline, which was very interesting to me when he didn't want to talk to Sam about the whole beef between him and Twist. How they were in the dressing room and he was like, they're not getting nothing out of me. I'm not talking about anything else. Which was, I was like, JoJo, it's already passed to the point where you should be speaking about it now. And then he just felt like, I don't want to speak about it. I thought it was kind of like rude. Like, it's already happened. It's already on camera. We already have footage of it. Why don't you want to speak about this now? Because you don't want to give it any more life or give it a storyline. It's a storyline already. You already did it. I just thought that was weird. I put that in my notes. I was like, why don't you want to speak about it? Like, why?
He probably already felt kind of like a clown. Because, like, he don't always get painted in the coolest way on TV. Like, simple as that. And I think he's like, he probably just didn't even want to see it no more. First off, he probably felt like he got punked, because anytime another man put his hand in your face and mush you, you're going to feel some type of way, especially if you ain't do nothing back. So I understand how Bree felt in her situation, too. Because, like, when somebody do something and you don't do nothing back and they pull you back and then everybody saw it happen and you look like a punk and you bigger and you the big bro, it's a little different. It hurt different, G.
That's real.
I can see that.
I think one thing, though, is like when you don't talk about something, you give it power. That's in any situation. So to be like, I'm not talking about it because it gives it power in life. False. When you don't address something, it gives it more power in life. Because it's like, well, why don't you want to talk about it? Do you really feel some type of way? And then more questions are just going to come, rather than if they would just sit down one-on-one off camera and then on camera say, we talk one-on-one. We're cool now. Or we talk one-on-one. We aren't really friends right now, but we're cordial. Like, either way, I think it's crazy that it didn't get addressed, period, if they are brothers or as close as they say they are. Because after a day, somebody should be like, you should have talked to that man. Or one of them should have been like, all right, let's figure out what happened because this is stupid. Like, because I think neither of them could really identify what the other person said exactly that really set them off to the point. Because never was a quote said, well, you said this exact thing and it made me feel this way. So it was like, if we don't know what we're arguing about, why are we arguing?
Exactly. Sorry. And they even said that. Ooh, that's a good one, Lisa. They even said that in the whole, like, small, when they do those little, when Bree and Twist talks in the middle, before the efforts, they were just like, well, we're brothers, we're cool. We squashed it, but it's like, what led up to it? Like, I'm still confused. Like,
some things, I'm sorry, some things I don't think are going to get figured out in that type of way. So, like, that type of closure, like, that 100% closure, nah. Because Twist, like, it's as simple as, like, whatever you did or didn't do, just don't do that again, and we'll be good. Because you got to think, Twist is somebody who doesn't go off. And even when they talk, JoJo said, like, I did what I always do. I talked you the way I always do. And Twist straight up said, obviously you didn't, or else I wouldn't have reacted the way that I did. So whatever that was, it was different than what it normally is. So,
but what is that?
We don't know, but I'm sure they do. I'm sure they know. I don't think we know through these cameras and through TV. I don't think we know. And it probably wasn't even that big. It was probably just more so the demeanor. And Twist probably looked like, whoa, that whole demeanor is off. Stand down. That's what I'm thinking. But at the same time, I don't think that it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, he said this. He said, it's like, it don't matter what he said. The point is, I felt disrespected. Don't do it again. And that's just how I feel like Twist is going to address the situation. And if he addresses, and if he addresses the situation that way, then there's nothing else to be said. Because he's not going to be like, okay, JoJo, well, let me tell you, you really hurt my feelings when you told me. It's like, nah, G, like, I don't stand for that.
I just think I want to make sure that he knows what not to do again. Yeah. You can say, don't do that again. What is the that? I won't do it again if you tell me what that is. So I just hope JoJo knows what the that is.
Yeah,
so for his sake. He can't do it again. And, right. And so we can all be cool and there won't be any problems. If you really felt disrespected, tell me what the that is so I don't repeat the action. Because if I really don't think I did anything wrong, I don't know how to not do that again when I didn't know what the that was. Like, period. That's, I feel like, how conflict resolution has to work. You have to tell somebody, that was wrong, don't do it again.
Exactly. Well, he did say that he pushed. I'm just trying to think back now, since you said that. He did say that, well, before Twist actually mushed him in the face and put his hands in JoJo's face, he said that he had pushed Twist into a car. And, like, for me, if you push me into a car, not saying violence is right, but my reaction may be to make a fist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you push me into a car. That's what I'm thinking. And, but before that happened, I think Twist kind of, like, did something, because JoJo said, what are you going to do? Because before JoJo said, what are you going to do? Twist said, this ain't the day.
Right.
So I think it all started with the this ain't the day. And then JoJo going to the what you want to do. Because Twist went into street mode. Because he's like, okay, first off, you're not street. So when a person normally outside of you say what you want to do, I'm ready to do something.
Right.
So he's like, if you're not from that, watch that. That's all I'm going to say. That's what I think. Real. But I'm not in Twist's head.
I'm not going to lie. You put together this argument better than I have heard it put together on the show. Because I think you're exactly right. Based on what I've heard and what you said, I was like, that is what I think happened. Okay. That was helpful.
And that is it.
I just had to trace it back myself. And it's because what you said, it made me have to think back.
Yes. We also saw at the promo shoot that Sam was like, oh, all these people might be off the show. He said that him and Egypt could do the show forever. And I just thought it was funny because Egypt is now off the show. So he was like, he's ready for his own spinoff. And I don't think Sam and Egypt are going to get this spinoff. He said he could do it forever, but clearly Egypt was feeling a different way.
But so then Sam, sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, I was saying, I just thought that was funny.
I thought it was funny too, because Sam, when Egypt was like, I don't want to do the show anymore, he was like, I fully support you. Does that mean you ain't going to do the show anymore, or you just support her decision after the show? I'm not watching for you. I'm just not. That's not why I'm tuning in. So I feel like, you know, you too have to leave. Like, but, and also, like I said, I think it was, like you said, that was really funny that he was like, we're going to get our own spinoff. We're going to take over the show. You're off the show. That's uncomfortable. Like, I wouldn't have edited that if I was the company. If I was the network, I would have been like, let's edit that part out. Or really, but knowing what we know now.
Exactly. Shade. It's like the producers could have took that out.
Right.
Could have took that part out.
The producers are petty, bruh.
Petty.
They're clinging onto these ratings and these comments, bruh.
I think they're mad. I feel like they're upset because nobody's doing what they said they were going to do.
Oh, yeah.
People in the show, people like...
It's reality TV. They want people to get in. They want people to be like, what is Angela doing? What's her sister doing? If we... I don't know about like, we all grew up on Run's House. Like, yes. I used to tune in all the time on MTV. Be like, yo, what's Run's House doing? So the fact that, like, they bring in all these characters and everybody, like, it's just, that shows the show, like, yeah, their plot lines aren't strong. Weak. Mm-hmm. I'm saying they weak. Like, like Angela Stalker, weak, girl. That's your friend. That's not Stalker. Come on. And just like her sister, Romeo, like, even Bao, like, they said, like, oh, we try to talk about being together. Girl, you know you like him before it started. Like, yes, but sis, milk that plot line. Like, I'm off.
That's why I think, going back to Ryan's house, I just think we need to bring in Diggy. What's Russie up to? Does anybody know? Let's bring in the whole Simmons family. Okay. Like, let's just turn this into Ryan's house grown up. Growing up Ryan's house. What is, like, I just think it's time.
Yes.
But why can't, but because we have so many open spots. At least one of Russie or Diggy. I prefer Diggy on a personal note, but Russie or Diggy. Mm-hmm. Bring him in, because what are we, like, Diggy lives here now. Like, what are we doing?
You're right, yeah. But Diggy too cool for school. Like, he like, now nah, y'all, cool. He like, y'all already made my big brother JoJo look like a clown. Like, y'all not finna play me. Like, here's the thing. Right. Diggy, I feel like Diggy surpassed JoJo back in, I don't know what year it is. Please check the year. It was probably like
2011.
The BET Awards?
I was a big fan.
How did you know? Bruh, when Diggy dropped that 16 and that Runs freestyle and he killed the whole family, that's when people said, JoJo, Diggy. You know what I'm saying? Like, no more comparison.
2011 is when Diggy put out his album.
You know all about him.
How did I don't know how she pulled that fact out. Like, she needs a pay raise wherever she's at.
2011 is when he made the Freshman XXL list. And that was the year it was just like, Diggy's a rapper now and, like, doesn't need this other stuff. But at the same time, he doesn't need it. But what if I want it? Like, you know what I mean?
Team That's Blackout. Like, Lisa, remember, do y'all remember Team Blackout?
Yes.
That's the disrespectful part. JoJo, so y'all love Run's House so much.
Yeah.
JoJo spent his whole rap and TV Run's House career trying to get his Team Blackout off the ground. And then Diggy just came in 2011 and became a rapper.
Because he was clean with it. He was clean with those rhymes. I don't know what to say.
Lisa, you like Diggy?
I do. I do. I met him 4 times.
Oh, dang. Oh.
So I know. I know.
Okay.
Whoa.
No. You got it?
No, he would like that. But I do love Diggy. I'm a big fan.
I was like, yeah, I met you 4 times.
I'm through with you. I have not seen the DMs yet, but
he's on Slack.
Yeah. Who knows?
He's too cool. Anyways,
I just think he would be cool because maybe even just one episode. Give us one episode. Come in, diffuse this situation.
Yeah,
Lil Twist and your brother, and just be like,
that'd be dope.
Remember,
just make an appearance.
In the day? Right. I just need him like a reoccurring. I don't need you to be a main person. He was in the one time we saw him was JoJo's wedding. Y'all remember? He was the best man because that's his brother. He was in JoJo's wedding episode for a hot 5 seconds and then had a lower third, Diggy Simmons, Rev Run's son. And I cherish that moment. I'd like it back. So that's all I'm saying. Petition for Diggy Simmons to join the cast.
Yeah. No, I like how they even slid Rev Run in that episode, like in this past
year.
He just slid him in there. He in the kitchen just talking real smooth. You know, Kato Mate. All that.
Yes, I love Kato Mate. You know what
Kato Mate.
This is how I think that Rev Run is the perfect amount of involved in the show. I would like Master P and Peppa to take notes on that, but nobody asked me.
Yeah.
Okay, because in this episode, Peppa was only there for a hot second, and it was nice.
Which is,
oh, the OGs, they got the picture. They like, oh, no, this ain't TV like what we thought. This ain't reality. This is like show reality. We going to step out. The OGs bounced out of this season quick.
Peppa said, congratulations, maybe a dual wedding, maybe not. Okay, I'm gone. That was
it. That's all the OGs had. Bounced out. They said, nah, this ain't us.
This was good. It was a good season finale. I'm happy for it. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to touch on before we move on to fan shout outs? Are we good? All right.
I do like how under the names, how they have like Lisa said, like Rev Run's son or whatever, or like they have like for Rev Run they put like hip hop artists. I feel like for some of these OGs, they got to give their proper respect and just put like hip hop legend or something. You know what I'm saying? Or just legend, like something like that. That'll be lit. That'll make it more solid.
Yeah.
I also think it's funny how everybody has like a title, but like Lil Twist is like hip hop artists are artists and Bree is like artist. I was like, y'all better have your own. I ain't tied to nobody. I'm just on this show. You know what I mean? And y'all and need me. So what y'all gonna do? Like,
that's funny with Bree because at first, because Bree is the daughter of Mary J. Blige's ex-husband. Mm-hmm. So at first they had that, and then when Mary J. Blige and her ex-husband got, of course, divorced, Bree just became Bree. So I love that. They kept her on the show, but she was going to be artist.
I would like also to discuss Bree's role now as like, I'm just here to hang out. Whereas like last season, she was a whole hurricane. Now she's like, I'm here to keep y'all together. I'm here to tie some storylines together. I'm here to put a little bow on it. She really leveled up this season in terms of like, one, being needed on the show, and two, being, I think, herself, like portraying herself the way she wants to be portrayed as like a cool person, not really out here doing all this mess or whatever. But I really applaud her, like, low key 180. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I like that you pointed that out because she became an anchor this season. There wasn't too many because the anchors we used to have blew up, like JoJo. I considered him an anchor throughout the seasons, but we needed people who were just grounded, like Bree. And even for the most part, Twist until this episode when he got like provoked, I guess. But like they've been anchors this season. I think that the producers have definitely utilized them, and I feel like they've been the real MVPs through quarantine. Without Bree and Twist, the show wouldn't have had the same quality that it had.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a narrative perspective.
Right. Yeah. Also, can we get Boogie some more screen time? What's Boogie even doing?
I feel like he said he's done. Or something. Every time he look on TV, he get on TV, he get better. And he get like slimmer, I feel like.
Boogie, I think we need him more next season. What'd you say?
I said Boogie's cute, but it's okay.
Slide in the DM, sis!
Who do you like? Wait, who do you like more? Boogie or Bow Wow?
I like Boogie because I feel like he's like a great companion.
He's a teddy bear. He seems like he would be like a nice teddy bear in a good way.
Like, oh babe, I'm sad, and he'll like give you a great hug.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a great hug.
Great hug. Yes.
Well, let's give some hugs to some of our fans so we can do our fan shout outs, honey. Okay. Because I feel like they just be hugging us. Sometimes it's nice. Sometimes it's too tight. But either way, it's a hug.
Yes, I love all hugs. So appreciate y'all. I miss y'all the past week or so. So I will start with a few. We got one from Daisy Lu Wu. She said, will you guys be reviewing the season finale? Yes, we are. And she said, so we know Sam got fired, Egypt quit, because Sam, but she'll be back. So apparently, I guess she's saying that Egypt will be back.
Cool. Really?
We'll see.
Another season. We'll see. So I think she'll take a season off and be like, I need the check.
Okay.
She just get some breather room. Mm-hmm. True. Lisa Morris, 1966, said part of the Black Lives Matter movement is seeing positive role models such as this panel. I loved how the young lady was wearing Howard University sweatshirt. Love it, love it, love it. And the other panelists were fire. Y'all killed it. Y'all killed it. That stuff matters. Like, real talk. It's a real world that we live in.
Black Lives Matter.
Always.
Tell them, Missy. Tell them, Missy.
So, Shani Sweet Smile, shout out to you, man. She made it through the whole season, just like many
others. She's a real one. Yes, yeah.
She said, TT's man's name is not Sam Howard. His name is Sean TF. Ew.
You know I'm bad with names. Everybody knows, okay? Sam,
give us
Sean.
A break. We trying.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Oh, I get it. That's funny. That's just Howard. Like, let Howard be great. I love Howard for that. So Rakita Dobie said, Romeo just isn't genuine at all. All through the seasons, he tried to portray himself as the mature person who's trying to be there for everyone on camera. But when cameras are off, you act like you don't know him.
Oh, that's true.
I think Romeo was on the show one season too long.
Oh, yeah. He should have retired. Okay. Like Jordan the first time.
Yeah. And be like, this was lovely, but no, thank you. But now it seems like more like a break rather than a shift.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm. So Jazzy Jones said, TT's man name is Angela and Bow Wow. If they really still have feelings for each other, they need to just try it out and see if something is still there. But they seem to have a great friendship.
All I can say is Shorty like mine. I'll leave it there.
All I can do is think of the piano. Yeah. Doom, 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 doom. All right, last one. Shanice, Sweet Smile again. Bow Wow and Angela are just using each other for the storyline. The relationship just won't work. They definitely need to stick to just being friends. Can't wait to see what their storylines will be like next season.
Get that check.
Okay, get that check. I wonder if Atlanta is coming back. Atlanta and now New York, too. I haven't heard anything about if they're going to come back, but I just feel like after the whole Corona thing, maybe Atlanta will come back and we'll see Bow Wow. Yeah.
I think so, because they definitely previewed that one. And I actually, if y'all watched the one that Bow Wow just did, I love how he narrated that show. Mm-hmm. Like, the way he did that was just so dope. I love hearing the story from his point of view. It actually makes you like him even more. So I'm looking forward to Atlanta. I'm a bigger fan of that than New York, but either way, it'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's get into a little bit of news and gossip with Missy. What you got for us over there?
Okay, guys. Have a ton. I have to. So Egypt posted about her and Sam, and she said, Happy Father's Day to Sam's son. And I thought that was so sweet. And she posted a whole collage on her Instagram. And then, Romeo posted talking about how he's ready for a child. And then he said, I'm on demon time, as the kids say. So, you know.
I seen y'all's comments too.
Romeo is truly somebody's uncle. As someone who acts like somebody's auntie, I'm here for it.
Okay, same.
Be somebody's uncle.
I think he's trying to age himself right now. I think he's trying to create so much separation between him and other people. And it's like, we get it, bro. You're holy. But I think he's trying to just create so much separation between him and other people. I don't want to say peasants, but that's kind of the visual that I get.
I feel the same way as Byron. I feel like he is trying to separate himself from the youth. He's like, oh, I'm an old head. Like, I've been around the block. Like, I'm an OG. But like, nah, you grew up with Nickelodeon. Come on now. Don't play us.
And it's time for the Romeo show.
He DM me about having his baby, but hello, never mind.
I thought you said he did. You mean you like that?
He didn't.
Okay, great. I said, what kind of tea is that to save for this moment?
I'm in my bag today. Hello.
Okay. Oh, that's why Missy been acting gangster. Okay.
Baby or not?
I'm not having a baby. I'm just saying.
Oh. She said it's on the table, potentially.
Listen, he be out here in these LA streets, so you can meet him, girl. It can happen.
Girl, it can happen. Nah, I'm playing.
I think that he probably just stays in the house and read the Bible and like watches football with his dad or something.
I have a friend who met him.
I wholeheartedly agree with that statement.
I have a friend who met him at a club recently, and they're friends now, and he sends her Bible verses every day like he do to everybody else. It happens.
There you go. Oh,
not
yeah.
Bible verses?
Boom.
I would be all for that. Yes. Send me all of them. We could talk about it.
He's trying to grow his ministry. You can join. Ask if you can.
Wait, what club? What club did she meet him at?
I don't remember. I'll send it to you, girl, when I find out.
Booty Bellows.
Was it Hyde on Sunday?
I don't know. Girl, I really don't know. I'm going to let you know when I find out, though. I'll find out for you.
You got to go to Booty Bellows.
But for real, though? I was just going to say, being holy and being mature has nothing to do with distancing yourself from people. So it makes me feel interesting that he'd be like, well, I'm grown. I'm above it. Being grown and above it, you don't have to tell somebody you're grown and above
it. You just that's the thing right there. That's the only thing I dislike about the whole thing. Like, I don't care what Romeo say. It's just the fact that, like, you don't have to. If you really about it, it should speak for itself. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he comes on TV to tell us how he moves. Like, don't come on TV and tell us. Just show us. That's what the cameras are for.
He'd be like, I move differently.
Like, this is a TV show. This ain't a podcast. We don't need you to tell us. Just do it.
I don't see it.
Okay. I would like to see.
The Bible says you will know a tree by the fruit it bears, and your fruit does not say. If we want to talk about the Bible and loving the Lord, we can go.
Come on, Pastor. Come on, Pastor. What's the word?
Because I got my notepad. Y'all can get the sermon at the door, but.
Let's go, man. If my Bible went over there, I would touch it right now.
I'm about to start shouting. Okay. Don't blame me. All right. So let's get into our glowing Ash. We think was looking the best on this episode. I see the finale had the best clothes or vibes or makeup. I would have to say Angela for me. When Angela saw Bow Wow on the when Angela saw Bow Wow at the house, I thought it was cute. Yeah. I was like, okay, Angela, you know, you was looking good. Oh, Missy, was that yours too?
You
as well?
Stole mine. Yes, her jacket.
Dang, okay.
Lit. The jacket, the heels.
Mm-hmm. Litty. Yes. Loved it.
I really liked Egypt's photo shoot look, the day when she had the spikes on her thing. I liked her hair and her makeup. Didn't love the spikes. Thought her and Sam looked corny together, but I liked her hair and her makeup. That's just honesty.
Man. Okay, well, y'all, I agree, man. Angela, it's more so, it's of course the way she looked, but her energy, like when she came over to Bow Wow's, and just the support that she gave when he got on stage and everything. And like, it felt good to see him go out in an outfit that I helped him with. And the fact that they were able to have a real conversation, like no matter like what we do, like I want us to keep this friendship. Like that just showed that she on in her bag first off and on some grown lady stuff. So Angela all day.
Angela all day. So for our predictions, we know the season is over, but if the season is going to come back, which I'm pretty sure it will be,
yeah.
What do we want to see for next season? Our predictions here.
I'm clearly Team Diggy in some episodes. That's just all I want, really, so, from this next season.
We'll start
season.
The campaign.
Okay,
yeah. Diggy. Yeah, that's
so
really
we're
going to
start with real predictions
do.
Now.
All right, fine. My real prediction is they're going to drag out the JoJo and Lil Twist disagreement a little bit into at least mid-season next season.
Damn, that far? They ain't going to come up with nothing else? Like, Twist ain't the type to, like, get on TV and, like, be like, hey, let's keep a storyline going. Like, I don't think not this one, at least.
But I think he's the type to be like, well, I ain't going
to...
I think he might be the type to be like, well, I ain't going to talk about it. And they're going to keep asking him about it until mid-season. And he's going to keep saying, I don't want to talk about it in a different wording. That's how they're going to keep it going. It's not talking about it, but asking about it.
I think that we're going to see like I think their key priority is to see how much they can milk Angela and Bow Wow. As you see, this is the last episode of the season and they pushed it harder this episode than any other episode. That shows us that they come in hard with Angela and Bow Wow and they scratching their heads trying to figure something else out in case this don't work out. Because the thing is, they want it to be real, but they don't want it to be real where they don't know what's going to happen. They want to know how the story's going to play out. So they're trying to figure the story out.
I can see them milking out with JoJo and Twist. Even though it was a misunderstanding, they're going to milk it all the way to like mid-season. And then hopefully we'll see Diggy. Hey.
and Missy.
Yeah. Otherwise, that's all I have. I mean, like, you know, the more of, like, the complex of, like, I'm looking forward to see, like, the narratives for next season. What everyone's being up to. Love to see Boogie. I feel like he was, like, barely on the season. Like, OMG, like, I'll see more of you, cutie. Okay.
I'm with it, Missy. I'm with it.
Yo. Boogie has like the best like role on the show right now because he always misses the drama. He always come in after like, yo, what I miss? What happened? Oh, dang, that's crazy.
Yes, he does do that.
Every single time. Like he slides and he's always wearing like all white now too. Like it's on purpose. It's on purpose.
No, he looks great though. Like I love, otherwise I'm done.
Shoot that shot, girl. Shoot it, okay? The ball is in your court. It's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a lot. Of course, the Bow Wow and Angela thing. I think that's gonna get dragged out until like mid-season because who knows? And then Bree is gonna bring up probably how Egypt's not on the show because she might be afraid of her. I don't know how she's gonna spin that. She's gonna be like, Egypt is not here because she didn't want these hands, type of thing. I don't know.
I have one more prediction, and this is kind of sad. I would not put it past them, and I believe the producers are good people, but this is television. I would not be surprised if they got in touch with that stalker in an emergency dire situation and be like, hey, bruh,
I can see that.
We need you. We need you on Melrose.
We'll fly you out. We'll fly you out. DM everybody right now.
Because here's the thing. For a stalker, he's a little bit too connected. He's a little bit too connected to everybody. Like, how he got everybody's number, everybody's DMs? Like, how you get in so many places?
He's a stalker. He's connected to people, to people, to people.
Well, he needs to join the police force then. Actually, no, because he might be a little crazy. Never mind. I'm sorry I said that. Go ahead, Howard.
Yeah, we don't.
Go ahead. We don't need that. I'm sorry.
We don't need that energy.
Where's this off button for this mic?
Get out of here. Well, guys, let us know in the comments down below your predictions for next season. Let us know if you're going to be watching Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta and New York. Thank you so much for rocking with us for this whole entire season. We appreciate you so much. If you're listening to us on iTunes, definitely give us those 5 stars. And also like this video and subscribe to AfterBuzz TV Network. I'm one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Howard the Third. Lisa, where can we find you?
Thank you guys for tuning in this season. It's been so much fun. It was my first season on, so I'm so excited. Thank you guys to the panelists. Thank you guys for watching. So great. You can find me on Instagram at Lisa K. Satchel. And on Twitter at Lisa K. Satchel, and my YouTube, youtube.com/findrelisa. Yeah.
Yes. Missy?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in this season. I had so much fun. Also, you can find me at all social media platforms at Missy Bernier, last name spelled B-E-R-N-I-E-R.
Yes. Byron K.
What's good, y'all? Thank y'all for tuning in this whole season. It's always a pleasure to be around such amazing, talented co-hosts such as these people right here. You can also find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s or herofromthe90s.com. But make sure you follow me on Instagram. I just started my skate journey. I've been roller skating. Who knows? Quarantine, yeah. All that. It's been 45 days and I'm like doing kind of some dope stuff. You know what I'm saying? So follow me and that's all.
All right, guys. And definitely follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media outlets. And hopefully we'll see you all next season. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.